Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. All right, y'all, take off your shirts, get your nipple clips, pull down your pants, because you're about to get an edging.
Turn on some Law & Order SVU a la Captain Sandy, staring at Mariska, Cheeto fingers.
Cheeto. Now you see, because of Kalani, when we say Cheeto fingers, now it's a whole different
thing. This is Love is Blind season two. Otherwise known as the influencer season. But it was messy as fuck.
Ironically, we're edging you because we're preparing you for season 4 of Love is Blind that's dropping on Netflix on what day? March 24th. March 24th, episodes will drop the day after.
It's your own personal trash advent calendar.
Yes.
Yes.
And this, you know, we didn't like this season of Love is Blind of season 2. However,
we had fun talking about it.
We talk about it probably more than any other season now.
I agree with you. A lot of them winded up on that show, Perfect Match.
But don't spoil it for people because they want to know what if they haven't watched Love is Blind and they don't know.
Okay, look, Perfect Match is everywhere.
Well, I'm just saying.
They need to fucking come out of their caves.
Maybe they don't know about Shane and Natalie and they don't know and they're wanting to.
Oh, and you may not, you know, about young Gary Busey. Who's looking for werewolves?
Y'all, it's a weird season. We go rogue, but we hope that you enjoy
Very rogue.
Very rogue. We will tell you this. Season 4 of Love is Blind is, I think, we've had 4 episodes. It's the best season of Love is Blind we've had so far.
I kind of agree with you.
It's really good. So, and
especially, who thought that Cocaine Bear was going to join the cast? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Netflix won't get us for that. I will say the after the altar, which we cover that too, but the after the altar of season 2 was the best after the altar.
Because it was super, super messy.
Super messy. So, y'all, enjoy the ride. We had a ball covering it. This was previously just on a Reality Gaze Plus, but now it's for all of you on this free feed. Enjoy our season 2 of Love is What, Poodle?
Blind.
All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take one.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Gaze presenting.
Love is blind.
So I just got to tell you guys, I was starting to get worried that we would not have any memorable characters like Jessica's drunk dog or even Jessica. I'm like, oh, even Trisha's gone. Trisha, who has so many friends and so many Instagram followers. Mm-hmm. She didn't make it out of the pods. Then we met Danielle's mom.
And we met Danielle's mom.
In a top. And she went, ha, 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 and said, he caught a fish for God's sakes. And then my favorite quote, I've just got to say it. You're going to have to be strong because she tends to jeopardize their relationships. She's got her full-on wine slur going on. With that Kendall fucking Jackson, she had a heavy pour of. She was sitting there just rocking back and forth in the kitchen. She said, I know my daughter.
Y'all, if you want to understand someone.
Wendy.
Everyone knows it's Wendy. Who's that hiccup walking down the street, drinking that Chablis, and everyone she meets. Who's giving her daughters issues? It's Wendy.
I mean, I'd rather you not, don't know her, don't love her for her looks, because God knows.
Okay, y'all, we've said it before. Whew. If you want to understand someone better, meet their parents.
God damn.
I loved her, though. She was
fun. I could not have been happier.
She was wonderful.
I hate to tell you, honey, but you're a lot. You're a lot. And she's like, who do you think I got it from? I know I'm a lot.
I'm a lot.
It's like a, that's what it is. It's more like, I just want to spend the rest of my life portraying women of a certain age.
I know.
Who are loud with accents.
I know.
Because they are the most precious to me.
Y'all, Love Is Blind is back. Love Is Blind is back, and so are we. Season 2, Episode 6, Back to Love, Back to Reality. So yes, sorry, I gotta fix my headphones. We are OG, or not OG, remote, but GOAT. I'm in Oklahoma, Poodle's in LA. I'm sorry, y'all. This is special for our patrons. I went to Burke's Outlet today off of Poodle's mother's recommendation, or yesterday, because there's now one in Ardmore. That place is the shit of shit.
Yeah, that's the only reason she goes to places like that.
It's worse than stuff that fell off the truck that they would sell on Bargain World.
That's where she's at home. She likes things that are factory seconds. Like belts with bad stitching.
Yes, yes.
The black belt that she bought me at Christmas, which she told me how much she paid for it. That's the thing with my mother, y'all. She's, cock, you won't believe what I got it for. $12. I got this thing for $12. The price said it was 20, but I think it'd been marked down even more. And guess what? The cheap fake leather came off of it within one use. Directly into the trash.
Yeah, it's true. That makes me laugh because I just, wow, it was not good. So anyway, y'all. Yes,
it's usually not clean in there either. Whenever I'm in there, it's usually not very clean.
This was a newer Burke's Outlet, you know, they just put in Ardmore, but it really, really harsh lighting.
Oh, yeah, that's how they move merchandise.
Yeah, worse than Ross.
When it's glaring, you can't see the actual colors of items.
Oh, even worse than a Mervyn's. Are Mervyn's still open?
I don't know. They're awful.
What? Remember that woman who had that Mervyn's ad? She's sitting on the window going, open, 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 open.
I don't remember it.
Okay, I remember that ad.
Sorry.
I like that commercial.
Can't share that with you.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
This is episode 6, Back to Reality.
Back to Reality. Y'all, we got an Oklahoma update. Dotson's Floral had to take their phones off the hook because they had so many calls today of people calling and getting flowers for my daddy.
Wow.
Wow. You know, nothing made Papa Mar happier.
That he made them shut down Dodson's Floral?
Yes. I mean, the people
How many other florists are there in the city?
Another one they had to call Gary's. Gary's Flowers. But they're not as robust. So I don't know if there's another one, but I think that's it. That's the only people use. Dodson's
Gary. Is there a Gary?
I think so, yeah. Dodson's was weird, you know, because every time I go in there, you know, my mother used to go there because we had an account. And one day my mom was going to go there and the light changed. She said, you know what? I'm just going to go left and I'm just going to go to Sonic instead and go to Walmart. So she went there and then she's in Walmart and she heard there was a shooting in Dodson. Somebody like was on drugs and robbed the place and took three of them in the back and shot them all in the head, killed them. Could have been my mom. She could have died. Southern story, y'all.
What?
Yeah, that's what happened at
there
Dodson's.
There was a shooting at Dodson's Floral?
Yeah, like 20 years ago. And my mom was almost
there.
They
shot them in the head?
Yeah, that's what my mom will tell you. She's like, and that's why I've almost died two times in life. That's why I eat the cake.
I don't know if that...
That's what she says. And I'm like, I don't think that's a good reason to eat cake, Mom.
I also don't think that's a brag. That's a humble brag. I've almost died two times in life. I might as well do things.
Because she was supposed to be in the Murrow Building the day of the Oklahoma City bombing, and she wasn't.
We need to move on.
Southern story. I'm
sorry I have to go back to this. Who robs a florist?
He was like someone who was mentally unstable. So he wasn't from out of town and he just stopped the florist. He was on some type of drug, hallucinogen, and it's horrible. Horrible.
I'm not okay with this. Please go while I adjust to what I just heard. Please say something.
Okay. So
God.
Y'all, they kind of like, we're going to do this again, kind of by couple, and we're going to do them in couples until we get to the end where they meet one another. I think that's the easiest way to do that.
Okay. I just got to say, before we do this, this show got good again. First of all, it's been good.
It's been good.
These episodes, woo!
Wow. I know. I'm excited. I only had time to watch the two we're doing today. So, and I
haven't watched the others either.
So I have to watch them tonight, but I'm ready for them. Natalie and Shane start off and they're talking and we're just going to talk a little bit about kind of people. Well, I guess we can talk about, but do you feel like when Natalie and Shane talk, it's like a part of me roots for them and another part of me feels like it's high schoolers in love.
Here's the thing.
She's like, oh my God, I didn't know I was stubborn. You told me I was stubborn. And oh my God, I'm stubborn.
They really don't know how to communicate.
They really don't.
They're working on it. I think it's also editing.
They're better than Danielle and Nick.
Yeah, but I'm going to say something, and this is controversial. I think they are the most fine of all of them. I think production is going overboard to try to show us all their little flaws. That's why they feel... Production is trying to show us impediments.
Because Shane even said, like, promise you'll never leave me. She's like, done. I'll never leave you.
And I honestly think they're the most fine of everybody.
Yes, either them or surprisingly, I didn't. But we're starting to see a little bit of crack of Iana who's going, but they're pretty stable, I think.
I think if she marries him, she'll stab him one night in the night from going out too late.
Yeah, probably.
I think, you know, and we've said this before, y'all, Iana needs some more gay friends because there's no way a gay friend would let her, this has happened in the next episode, would let him go out without her.
No.
So early.
No. No, but that's, you know what she's doing? It's like my cousin Kelly, because she was taught, we were at my Aunt Peggy's last night having some spaghetti casserole. And so
I love spaghetti casserole. That is the trashiest thing I should say, but I do.
It was very good. There was a lot of cheese on it, and then we had chocolate sheet cake.
Oh my God. How do you even move?
I didn't. I'm surprised I pooped today, but I did.
Thanks.
You're welcome. But it's kind of like, you know, my cousin Kelly said this, and I said, this is so true. And my boyfriend heartily agreed. Y'all, what we do is we don't give you just a little bit of rope. We give you so much rope. So that way we watch you just wind that around your neck and hang yourself. And because we just want to see if you'll do it. And I feel like that Iyana kind of wants to see what Jarrett will do. And I think she's going to hold it against him if he fucks up.
I think that's really awful
to do to people. I'm not saying it. As Aunt Peggy said when she was talking about how her daddy murdered somebody, but he got acquitted. She said, you know, us Mars, we got a criminal mind. This cake's good.
Wow. We need to move on.
So that's kind of, I just wanted to talk about that. And then, we can talk about, Danielle and Nick are kind of, they're having their moment of...
No, we're going by couples. That's what we just said.
So I'm like, what couple? That's what I was trying to find
Natalie
out.
Natalie and Shane.
Because they have the intros at first. It's kind of weird. So, yeah.
Let's talk about Natalie and Shane.
Okay, let's talk Natalie and Shane. And so, by the way, how much did you want Sweet Green while they were eating Sweet Green?
Oh, I kind of did, but I just had it like last week. Oh,
God, I miss California.
Y'all... Give it up for coastal elite cities. Y'all, there's Sweet Greens in Chicago. I think you'll find them at some of the Midwest, but
there's one in Houston.
They're mostly on the coast. I love me some Sweet Green. That's salads. Mm. It's a salad place.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Okay. All right. Where was I talking about Shane and Natalie?
Nathalie. They're seeing, the next thing I have is they are seeing her place. Is that right?
Yes, they're seeing. Okay. Yes, they're coming over to see her place, and y'all. Natalie still says things even in the moment. She's like, "He's so good looking. She's so into him."
She is. Yeah,
they have this conversation of like, Natalie. She's a Swiftie. She listens to Taylor Swift in the salad.
Hey, I wasn't until the pandemic. Now I get it.
Now, what did you think when Shane said he listens to Celine Dion?
It makes so much sense because that's who he is. He's a fucking cheese ball.
You know, I'm going to say this about Shane, and I want to know if I'm off or what you think. I really thought when we first met him, I thought I didn't like him because I thought he was a dick and kind of a gross manipulator douche.
You thought it was a pose, though. You thought it was like an outward face to kind of manipulate Peter. And then you realized, oh, wait, that's him.
Yeah, I don't think he is. I don't think there's a mean bone in him. I think he's just not necessarily the smartest, and maybe
it's not even that. I think he is not savvy about how to negotiate people's personalities.
No.
He seems childlike, right? Yeah, he only knows how to communicate in a very earnest matter. Even sarcasm, anything but the lowest form of sarcasm goes over his head.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
And so he is so, I would never get along with this person because I'm all like third level sarcasm that it sounds like I fucking hate you when I talk to you. Right?
It does, yeah.
Because, right, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, I know. I've been on the other end of that. Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
So you know what I mean when I say I fucking hate you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I fucking hate you.
Y'all, if I die on tour, replay this audio over and over and over. Yeah. You know what happened.
Yeah.
I suddenly go to sleep and I don't wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can try to find me.
But I don't dislike Shane though. I don't dislike him.
I'm like, amazed at how far I've come with him.
I
despised him in the pods.
And then even the way, we're going to talk about this later, but the way he handled the Shayna conversation.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm like, are you kind of endearing to me now?
I just think he's working on such a Boy Scout level in a way. And I think... I think a lot of it is for Shane is learned behavior of how to he's in real estate and he's always trying to sell himself. So as soon as he drops that, I think he doesn't sell.
Sorry, go ahead.
He was a coach at Orange Theory.
Yeah, y'all, he hasn't sold one house, we've heard.
But I'm just saying I feel like as soon as he gets beyond selling himself, you're going to get kind of 100% him. And I think that's it.
And honestly, I think he'd be a great dad.
He's perfect for her.
He's perfect for Natalie.
He really is. He challenges her where she lacks.
Yeah.
And that's what we want, you guys.
Yeah.
You don't want someone who's exactly like you.
No. Natalie's face when he said he spends about $2,000 a month on food.
That's a lot of money on food.
That's a lot of money on food.
My mother would go, what are you doing? Is it got gold leaf in it? It's wasting money.
Matthew, those tamales are only $1.98. How many did you buy?
That's a lot of money per month on food.
That's a lot of money per month on food. And then
it's a lot of sushi. I bet you it's a lot of fucking sushi.
Poodle, do you believe in 401ks?
Okay. This is another one where I don't know if he actually knows what they are.
That's what I wrote down. I was like, do you know what
that is?
No, here's
why. Unless you've ever worked a corporate job, you don't know what a 401k is.
You
hear like a Richie talk about their, or a corporate person. Say,
Susie Orman.
Yeah, 401ks. Roth IRA. My wife and I love to go to Miami.
Susie, can you explain to us what is a 401k?
A 401k happens when you've been working at some place long enough and they are actually adding to your retirement. Sometimes they're doubling it, you guys. Or they're matching it. I cannot say, if you never remember one thing I'm going to say, it is Roth IRA.
Oh, y'all, she's back. I know you've missed her. If you're new to the show, Susie Orman's been around for a long time.
She has been.
You know, and God bless. I should say, y'all, we have a lot of people new to our Patreon. I don't know why, but Love is Blind gets this show.
It does that, and it brings people back.
It does.
Some people liked our. This was like our first Patreon kind of binge in a way.
It was. And if so, we do want to, it's just a little PSK reminding you, if you're new to the Patreon at the $5 tier, you're going to get all of our classic, even if you pay for just this month and you're going to quit after
you
Love
get all of our classic 90 Day Fiancé episodes.
Classic 90 Day Fiancé, you get season one of Love is
Classless.
Blind. You get Too Hot to Handle. Any of our Netflix binges, you're going to get.
You get Bling Empire.
Bling Empire.
You even get Sexy Beast, which was shit, but we had a good time talking about.
It was.
I was so mean on that show.
You were. If you don't like, if you listen to our 90 Day Fiancé shows on the free feed and you don't like commercials, if you pay $3 more, $8 a month, you'll also get all of that. You'll get Lalu and you'll get
A belt from Burke's Outlet where the leather comes off.
Yeah, and you'll get the show's commercial free. Or 90 Day shows.
Yeah, see?
You know what I talked to? I went into Dodson's Floral. Sorry, there's a lot. I've been very busy in Oklahoma.
Oh, I hate this.
I went into Dodson's Floral and she said, I watched some of your videos.
I'm gonna look at the news.
Night, and I said, oh, I hope you didn't. And she said, so what do y'all cover? Y'all cover 90 Day. And I said, yeah. 90 Day Fiancé. And I said, yes. With that Darcy woman. I said, yeah, we just interviewed her. She said, oh, really? And then she said, do you watch that Love After Lockup? And I said, do I? And she said, I rush home every Friday night for that.
Oh,
and I
said, God.
It's the best show on television.
It is the best show on television.
The best. The best. She said, that's Antiba. She's like, she's stupid, isn't she? And is her hair real? I said, I don't think it is.
No, it's not. It is not. A small mammal she treed and just put on her head and went.
Anyway, y'all. Sorry. Didn't mean to digress. I don't think I have much more with.
That's just Choo-Chee, who just sits on top of her head.
Choo-Chee.
And her mother's like, I don't know why you have that thing on your head.
Thing on your head. I don't think I have anything else about
them. Wait for your father.
Oh, Jesus. I have nothing else about them.
In that episode. Yeah, you're right.
In that episode. Yeah, yeah. Who do you want to talk about next? Do you want to talk about?
You're right. There was, well, in the couples meet, there's something, but we'll...
The couples meet, yeah. We'll talk about the couples meet in a minute. In the couples meet, there was a lot.
You missed a lot.
There was a lot. Do you want to talk about Nick and Dane?
Deep and Shake.
Ooh, Deep and Shake. I want them to work out so badly.
I can't even tell you how much I want them to actually work out because I love her so much.
So she's my...
I love her family.
Yes, and his family.
I love her dog, Pixel.
Yes!
I love his family. I love the relationship they could have if not for his fuckboyness. Not for his music festival going, Tesla driving, like, hang loose feeling.
But don't you
Tom
find
Haverford
yourself-
looking motherfucking shit that he's got going on.
But
Diplo loving.
Don't you find yourself kind of on the edge of their seat?
Yes, every single segment.
Because I'm waiting for the ball to drop.
Switch to flip. But here's the thing. I also put myself in his situation because I've lived this, you guys. I've lived this where everyone is perfect personality-wise. Everything. I'm like, everything is right there. Why do I not have this sex drive to this person?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I fuck them once and then decided that was enough?
Yeah.
And I've lived this, so... I can kind of sit there and understand it. I think they have to keep going. To be honest, I do not know if that can develop with someone like Shake. I don't know. I don't know if that can develop with anyone. I don't know.
So here's my thing.
Maybe it can.
Does he still accept it, though? Because he is from a culture where people have arranged marriages.
All the time.
And they get married without that attraction.
Right.
So
I think the cultural expectations of marriage are different for Indian people, for Indians who do arranged marriages. So the cultural expectations of marriage are different but he's so American that he wants someone who he desires every minute of the day.
Y'all, if you haven't seen, we did like two episodes of it, but if you haven't seen Indian matchmaking, binge
fucking
it.
Fucking SEMA, y'all. Woo.
First of all, it's so good. But second of all,
it's so interesting.
It'll give you context for this. So anyway, so Deep and Shake. So where are my notes?
She's talking to him. They're having dinner. And he's like, my mom thinks that she manifested you because you're an Indian boy. And she's like, they're eating sushi because, of course, they are because that's his favorite food. I bet you $1,000 that's Shake's favorite food.
You know,
do you want to take that bet?
Oh, I bet so too. I had amazing sushi today in Ardmore. There's a place
in Ardmore.
There's a place called Edamame, and it is so.
Of course, it is.
And the chef trained in
Japan.
No,
it's not. No, it's not.
It's really the chef trained in Japan.
Where are they getting their food? Where are they getting their fresh
freezer.
Fish?
They got the fish. I had like a dragon roll. I had a California roll. And then they even had
a California roll? That's not sushi.
I know. But I had what else? I had stuff with eel on it. It was delicious. I had a great white. It was like with a white fish.
How was the sashimi?
Oh, I didn't get that. But
I wouldn't in the middle of Oklahoma.
The best was the thunder roll. Have you ever had a thunder roll?
I don't go in for gimmicky rolls.
No, it's great. I'm
such a fucking sushi snob.
It's a beef tenderloin with cream cheese and jalapeno. It's delicious. It was great. It was so good. Edamame in Ardmore, y'all. Check it out. It was so
that
good.
That is not a thing. You're lying.
No, he made it. He said, I want to make an Oklahoma. I know I have to bring in people that don't like sushi. So I have to bring in Oklahoma people.
God bless that restaurateur.
I know. It was so good.
But like, how do they get the fish? It has to be flash frozen.
Oh, I'm sure. Maybe they get it down from Corpus Christi and ship it up from Texas.
I guess.
Because there was fish in and Lake Murray, but they outlawed eating the fish there.
Because all the lead in them.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do that anymore. Governor put it nix on that. Anyway, I'm sorry, y'all. There's too much Oklahoma in this episode.
Children were being born with horns.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so, yeah, so there.
Oh, Thunderbolt! I'm dying!
If you're ever in Ardmore, we'll go get one.
Please tell me they actually have edamame there.
Oh, yeah, they do have edamame. It was good. It's good. It's really good.
Sure.
Okay, and so, y'all, this is, okay.
Wow. So they're talking about sushi, y'all. And I must say, this feels like a bet that I lose so someone will take me on another date.
Yes.
And she says, no, you have to cleanse, cleanse your palate with wasabi. And he's like, no, you eat the soy and wasabi. And he's like, that's what the ginger is for. Don't argue with Tom Haverford about what sushi is, y'all.
Yeah, you're
because
gonna
lose. He knows.
Yes.
He is always looking on Yelp for the best sushi place every other day. That's what he's looking for in Chicago.
He is.
I can guarantee you that, y'all. I don't have the patience to be with a shake, but I really want Deep and him to work. I really do. Because I want the best for her. I also want her to have a starter marriage with him and have to find a really, really good second marriage, though. Personally.
You think? I don't think they would. I would think they would stay together forever.
You're wrong. Anyway,
he
says, no, you have the ginger. And she's like, blah, blah. They fight. They have like a, she's like, now you have to plan a date night. But the other thing, that's basically it for them until
they meet mom and dad.
Yes.
They meet her mom. I forgot her name, and her dad's name is, I think is it.
I just said mom and dad Deeps. I don't want to mispronounce their names.
So he shakes, first of all, the brother is hot.
He is. Oh my God.
The next two episodes, everyone has hot brothers.
I can't even talk about Shayna's hot like MAGA brothers.
Oh my God, y'all.
Those would hate fuck into eternity. And then they would probably accuse me of being a left coast elitist.
Yeah.
And then I would stab them.
We don't want it. They are very hot, but I wouldn't ever ask them where they were on January 6th.
No.
Y'all, that family's terrible.
They weren't in Chicago. I think Shayna went to January 6th, but she went just to party. This looks fun.
I love hats and disguises.
All right. Oh God! All those brothers were hot.
They were really hot.
They would like MAGA fuck you though, and I don't want to be MAGA fucked.
Y'all, we're not being political. If you haven't seen it, you can tell they're horrible. They're horrible.
No, they're disgusting. We're gonna talk about them later.
Okay, so mom is like, the mom says, you know, this kind of is like arranged marriage. You know, it's different, but it kind
she's
of
she's right.
She's right. And Shake, you know, he talks about the emotional connected. And emotional connection. And Shake said, I think you said Shake's parents. These are
Deep's parents. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mom says, she's never introduced me to a guy before. Yeah. And she says, I just want to know, are you ready for this? And Shake says, yeah. He's like, you know, he said, every night at the end of the night, he said, you know, I just feel we complement each other so well, and I feel so comfortable with her.
He's remarkably calm, and I don't know if it's the high caliber weed he's probably vaping
maybe
in between scenes. It's so funny because I know people just like Shake in Los Angeles. And they are Indian guys and Pakistani guys.
Yeah.
And everything is like the best music. They drive Teslas.
They drive Teslas or BMWs.
Yeah. And they're always.
Many, as many times as I've seen when a Poodle and I lived together as roommates, and I'd see a BMW pull up and then Poodle come out of a car with just smoke coming out of the car and it was 9 a.m. I knew what happened last night.
Yeah. Halcyon days. So they're like, they're making special food, and he said, and mom even says, talking about her arranged marriage, she's like, we met, we only knew each other for a little bit, but ever since then, she tears up. He's taken care of me. And Shank says, this is the first, you know, Indian girl I've ever dated, but she blew me away. And I will say, I think of all the women that are there, Deep D is just like, for me, is just blows everybody away.
Another level.
I do really like Natalie.
I do too.
I find Deep T just to be so compelling.
Agreed.
Danielle, I have thoughts about
Danielle. Boy, that changed, didn't it? Boy, talk about a change. Whoa. So mom, she talks about her own marriage and she cries and says, you know, my husband, he's always taking care of me. And they have this moment. Their story is so interesting, y'all, because they so are what this show is about. Because think about it. Every time Shake has to go meet a girlfriend's parents, and when he dates a white girl, he has to think like,
did he poke a hole in my condom?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but exactly.
did I wrap it up?
But he's also having to think, are they going to accept me? What I have to put on air?
No, that's true.
Some culture that I'm not. Are they going to think that I'm going to speak with like an Indian accent? Are they going to ask me questions only about computers? Like shit that people
because I think you're giving him too much credit. I don't think he meets very many girls.
No, I don't think so either. But still, and maybe that's part of the reason why he hasn't. But now, that's all gone. So you have, because he talks about, I feel so comfortable with her family, but it's also, but what if it's still not what you want? Is love blind?
Is love blind? Love blind. Love blind.
Anyway, that's all I have about them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
So let's actually talk about Iana and Jarrett real quick, because there was like a blink and you miss it. We did say, though, during the commercial, Poodle and I took a pause real quick. It is weird. They're not showing a lot of them, right?
Yeah, my conspiracy brain is turning about
I think they're
it.
Boring, but Poodle thinks something's afoot.
It's not even that. I haven't even formulated what I think.
You need more time to make an opinion?
Well, I just have this sick, sick feeling in my stomach every time I watch them. Because you know, you guys, every single moment of the day, even if she tells herself not to, she's thinking, I was chosen second.
Well, we're starting to get that because, y'all, he's in his house and he's looking and she's like, oh, that's pretty. What's this? And he's like, oh, it's a watch case. She's like, oh, your initials on it. And she said, is that a gift? And he's like, yeah, it was a birthday gift from an ex.
So she goes, now, she doesn't talk to any of her exes. She doesn't keep anything from any exes.
But she said, I've already seen how he is with Mallory, so I worry a little bit.
I will say, he hasn't given her any reason not to take a pause there. Because he said, I'm friends with all of my exes. For someone like Iana, that's a red flag.
So
would you keep a watch box?
That's what I was gonna ask for you. Okay, so it depends on how the breakup went. Because y'all, if the breakup goes bad, the Mar in me will burn everything, delete every picture, and erase them from my life. But if it went well,
if it was a nice gift, I'm going to keep it.
It depends. What about you? To me, it depends on how much it's worth.
If it's a nice gift.
Yeah.
It's in that middle. If it's nice enough that I can't sell it for more.
Yeah. Then I can rewrite in my head that, oh, I'll just keep this.
Yeah.
Now.
I'll just keep this. Yeah.
It looked like it was something, but like it was it's one of those gifts, like it's a watch holder. So I don't know how many watches he has. So to
me, he has a lot of watches. Did you see all the shoes in his closet? He has a lot of accessories.
I guess, but to me, if I was Iana, and if I was Jared, I should say, and Iana said, maybe you don't need that. If that reminds me of your ex, I would even offer, maybe I could get rid of that.
Well, it's what it's doing, it's creating doubt in her, because later on she says...
That's what I'm saying. I would already assume that about Iana. You can tell.
Well, because, y'all, she's in school right now, whereas Jared is more established, and she said, is that why you almost chose Mallory? Because she's more established and wants to have kids soon.
I gasped when she said that, because he spoke the M word.
She finally broke
Mallory, y'all.
It literally looks like she broke the fourth wall.
Y'all, I clutched my chest like I was having an episode.
It was like that end of that show where the woman is the female president after Kevin Spacey got killed off. What's that show?
Well, you ruined that for anyone who had never seen House of Cards. Good job.
But wasn't the ending good? Was it good or no?
I never watched it, but thanks.
You never watched House? You're
no,
telling me...
It got awful after Kevin Spacey left. And it also just kind of ruined Kevin Spacey. Me finding out about Kevin Spacey ruined everything about that show for me.
Oh, that's true.
So, thanks, so I'll never go back to it. I appreciate
it. Don't you love Robin Wright?
Love her, but you even ruined it more for me. But thanks.
I love her.
Thanks for ruining that.
You're welcome. All right, you want to talk about Nick and Danielle?
Was that it?
That is it for Jared until the meet at the, and even then they don't do anything.
I don't even know. I'm just like, I don't know. I have thoughts. So let's talk about Danielle and Nick. So she's like, I'm scared of heights. Thank God you're right here. But they are, and Danielle's like, my downfall is the way I overthink things. And Danielle's like, I will tell you if I'm doing that, but less about that and more about meeting Wendy.
Everyone knows it's Wendy. You have a good, kind face. Ha ha ha.
Yeah. I'm really good at sensing people because I was the psych major.
Okay. I want to say, I would love to hang around Wendy. I would have a ball with this woman.
I would love to hang out with her like three Kendall Jacksons in.
Well,
or three Kim Crawfords.
That's
I
how
think
you
that's
do it.
Generally how she hangs out.
Nick brings up, you know, that he came from a divorced family, and Wendy's like, I have good intuitions. I hope it works out. And he does seem genuine. That's it.
She also says, I don't know if you know this, but Danielle is a very special person. And I don't know well. But you got a cute dog.
And you didn't say that.
And I just kept saying, I did go back to her just kind of like, she's just shaking back and forth with her big Kendall Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
she's drinking, in the kitchen.
She's at that table. Y'all, her husband, Daniel's stepdad, is hot.
He is cute.
He is cute.
So.
I was going to say, I loved it when she was sitting at the table and she says, you're going to have to be strong.
That's my favorite quote.
You don't want to jeopardize relationships. But then she even says, when I want him closer, I push him away.
So that, y'all, Nick has to go catch a fish with the stepdad. And she's like, if you don't catch a fish, I'm going to have second thoughts.
I love her.
She's my favorite. She's my favorite person we've seen this entire series. And she's talking to her. She's like, you know, I know Danielle, you know, I think he's a good guy and he's going to be good for you. And I understand, you know, I hate to tell you, Danielle, but you're a lot. You know, I'm a lot. And you know what?
Oh,
I think it's time for a Love is Blind theater.
This is our first one.
Of this season, yes.
I think it is. All right.
So I think they're going to be at the table.
Okay, and I'll be playing Wendy.
You can
Wendy.
Play Danielle, maybe Nick. I'm all Wendy.
I know.
God, I love my job.
I know you do. I love my job too. All right. And I'm just going to roll with it. And action.
You get a fish? You get a fish?
Yeah.
Come here and
yeah.
sit down. We're having dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Nick, I think you're a genuine guy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's that on your, I gotta ask you.
Yeah.
I gotta talk about something real important here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stepdad. I'm stepdad. And I want to ask it.
Let me get a sip of my kid of Jackson.
Honey, you get another sip, are you? While you sipping, lady, I want to ask, how's your sex life? Sex life's important.
You know, I'm so glad you asked that, honey, because our sex life is really important.
Oh, yeah. You know, remember last night, honey?
We rarely go 2 days without it.
He's
just chowing down on my chowder whenever he needs to.
Oh, yeah. She says, honey, I need a motorboat. And I go, and then I just.
You know, he goes fishing, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Every night. Every night.
I'm the little sister, and I always hear it.
I'm quite acquainted with the pole, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I want to say.
See her talk to the pier.
Sex life is very important.
That
sex
is.
Life. What's that on your neck, Nikki, darling? What's that on your neck?
Ma'am,
what's that on your neck?
It's a hickey.
It's a hickey. No, it's a bite mark. Oh, what you doing, Danielle? You bite
him? You know, I bit him, Mom. I bit him. I didn't need to.
Well,
but she told me, you know.
I just got to say, I used to think that you shouldn't have sex before you're married.
But
I changed all that now. And I think you really should. So when you have sex, how's the sex with my daughter?
Yes, ma'am. She, I'm scared what to say. I just want to say, we pulled out a hot dog costume last night and things got creepy.
And that's okay. I don't even know about that, but I just got to tell you, here's what you need to know. Cause my daughter's right here. Danielle's sensitive about her looks and her weight and the way her eyes look when it's dark. Yeah, and she don't have good balance either.
Okay,
but, she's
Mom!
Not good. She's not good on a trampoline.
Mom, you know, that happened one time.
And I gotta say, her feet aren't the same size. But as long as looks aren't important here, Danielle is great.
Honey, is that air supply playing? Let's go to the bedroom real quick.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna say goodbye, but I want to say one more thing. He caught a fish, for God's sakes.
And scene.
That was basically the whole thing.
I
did not use hyperbole through most of that.
You did not. You did not at all. I think you made up the part about the feet. But other than that, it was right
maybe.
On. Maybe. Y'all, this, and then the brother, they're all talking. I thought my family didn't have boundaries. Wow.
Hers has absolutely zero. That's why she's a neurotic mess.
Yes.
Y'all,
yes,
that's the thing. Parents can be extremely cold and shut down like Nick's family. Or
who are like, whoa.
Or they can have zero boundaries like her family.
So it's interesting. We're looking at people that are attracting each other for patterns when probably Danielle always dates guys that have no boundaries.
Yeah.
And Nick always dates women that are cold and shut off. Because here in this experiment, they actually found someone who could be the perfect complement to who they are. Yet they both are so horrendous at communicating. I actually feel like this couple has the least amount of chance to stay together at this point.
I totally agree.
And I did not expect to say that.
I think she's going to melt down.
Yes, she will not. She's already doing little sabotages,
She is trying her best to sabotage. Can we talk about the next thing where they're talking about their parents meeting? And
yeah, like the night
I didn't
after.
Understand this. Maybe you can clue me in.
I didn't. I literally wrote all caps. I don't understand, Poodle, what happened. I don't know what happened. Y'all, they went from 0 to 100 in a second. And they're just talking about,
I'm sorry that I was dealing with some friends and family stuff. She's like, I really wanted you to be in my, I wanted you to be happy about meeting my family. And So maybe he answered some text messages or called someone on the way home.
We don't know if he pulled a Jenny Purple on the way home and talked on the phone the whole time.
But y'all, she was only wanting him for that day to be about her family.
Which he was saying, he kind of explained, which made sense. Y'all, they haven't been out long. And so he said, right. I still have a lot of family and friends that are messaging me and wanting to know my life. And she's like, I know, but I just wanted you to know all my flaws. I needed you to know everything. And he said, did you ever think that the world doesn't revolve around you?
And ooh. I'm sure he regretted that as soon as she said it.
She's never... ever, mark my words, y'all, this statement's going to come back up. She's never
100%.
She's never going to forget it. Y'all, in three episodes from now, she's going to say, the world does not revolve around me.
I think you said it a couple of episodes ago. She does not need to be dating.
She does not need to be dating.
Kind of like how we don't think Ayana needs to be dating.
No, she does not.
Everyone else, I think, is okay. Maybe Natalie could do a little bit of stuff, but I'm actually very happy with her and Shane. I'm shocked.
I know. I know. Sissy Jordana just texted us and said, oh my God, do I love Shane now? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a problem.
So, anyway, so after that fight, you guys, where they said really hateful things to one another.
Yeah, she's like, I don't understand. You don't understand me.
She walks off.
Yeah, and it's the next day, and they're talking. And Nick says, you know, meeting your family was important to me. I want to feel part. And he says, and we see later in the next episode, he said, I feel like my family forgets that I exist. And yeah, I'm thinking, how bad could it be? Oh, y'all.
Oh. It's bad.
His family is like really just, they were.
They look like bit players from the series Fargo. Yes, it's bad. Yes, it's bad. It is bad.
It's just like a table of neglect. You can tell. And so,
for their spirits and their bodies and appearances. Yeah.
Yes. And so not Danielle's good. Like, we communicate bad. And he said, I know I hurt you and it was unintentional. And Danielle says, the thought of you being upset at me kills me. And she starts crying. And then that dog is like, y'all are fucking crazy. I'm out of here. Okay. And just gets up and walks off.
What a red flag of saying the thought of me upsetting you really bothers me. That's what I'm going nuts for. Because you guys, sometimes that's okay to upset someone, but she's losing her mind for her own level of that something she did would make him unhappy. Ooh. Wow.
It's just, she's not able to, y'all, part of being in a relationship is holding emotions and sometimes not either acting on them or really not reacting to
them. It's extreme codependence too.
I already wrote, this relationship is already so much.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this difficult, y'all, at the beginning. It shouldn't.
Every time I see them, I'm a little bit worried about what I'm going to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why Natalie and Shane are the easiest for me right now.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying that. Everybody else, I kind of go, ooh.
Like Mallory and Salvador, and she's totally not into him.
Now, I got to say, the next episode we're going to cover, she makes up for it a little bit.
A little bit. But this episode here, y'all, they're going to meet his sisters, Daisy and Victoria, who are adorable. Victoria's kind of all of us. She keeps asking, so, okay, really, is this for real? Like, is this really happening? And they're like, yes. And so Salvador kind of says,
I loved his sisters.
Yeah. And he says, it's like the most intense therapy of your life. And Daisy says, was it the same for both of you in the pause? Was it the same? And Mallory goes, there was just somebody else, but you know what? Didn't work out. I chose him. It's all good.
Boy, I know. She skipped over a lot of that.
She skipped over a lot of that.
She does say, you guys, and this is, it's very much like you can tell, it feels rehearsed.
Like the questions from the sisters were produced too.
Thing I've got to say about Mallory is she is really good at convincing you that she is feeling a certain way. She says things with a straight face that I'm always shocked at.
I think she wants to be a reality star a bit.
Do you?
I do. Interesting. A little bit. Yeah, I do. And I don't mean that, if that sounds weird, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm like, sure.
Do that. I think she doesn't want to look bad on reality television.
That maybe that's what I'm sensing. But she is self-editing constantly.
Oh, completely. I totally agree with you there.
I don't know how I could not do that either, but.
But and you guys, Sal, I will say, Sal only gets better with every episode. We thought he might have been a little fake. Nope. This is him. His sisters love him. They say he's Ferdinand the Bull. He's the softest person alive. He's going to be so sensitive to you. Like in every, we'll talk about it next
Poodle
episode.
Poodle just gooshed.
I would goosh over him. And here's the 100% real talk, y'all. I would chew Sal up and spit him out because I am Mallory in that way.
Yeah.
And maybe now I wouldn't, but I would need him to throw me around during sex so much to contemplate.
Okay.
We're not talking throw around. We're talking a little slappy slap.
Okay.
And
let's talk about our next couple.
I'd have bruises next day. It would need to be like that.
Speaking of a person that likes to get
hit. I've been spit in my mouth and I don't talk about that. And we talked about that. I don't like that.
Let's talk about Shayna and Kyle, shall we?
Oh, is that it for them?
That is it for that. I mean, that's it. And then we talked about everybody else, right? It's just Shayna and Kyle and then the group, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, y'all, I feel like I'm meant to be with Shane, but I feel like I'm not meant. I feel like I'm meant to be with Shane, but you know, with Kyle.
I like you're talking like she has huge lips, and you're right.
I want to see how this is going. So he needs to meet my family. So y'all, we meet her family. Sharon Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And Dave, Poodle, how would you describe Sharon's look?
She has seen Memoirs of a Geisha too many times and thinks it's a great look.
And she thinks it's a great look. She loved J-Lo's nude lip like 15 years ago, and we're still doing that. And it's just...
I can't tell if that's a nightgown or a day look.
I don't know. I don't know.
But it's very Asian-inspired, y'all. It's weird. And but it's her makeup is not.
It's weird because so they meet him and mom is actually like Kyle's talking about the ring and like it's his mother ring and mom is kind of going, oh, that's very thoughtful. And she's kind of into this. And then.
No, I will say this. You think that this feels like an ambush to me from moment one.
Well, she's not really into him, but she's just kind of like, okay, but she is setting him up, y'all. And we'll tell you when it turns. And so, well, we obviously all know when it turns. The family is talking, and this is, y'all, this is where the brother says, what kind of things do you like to do?
The three bullies from Back to the Future, besides Biff.
Besides Biff. They're like, what do you like to do? Kind of things do you like to do? You like being American?
You like to do American things? You like to ride dirt bikes? You like
being an American.
You like to march on the Capitol?
Wow. I literally thought we were going to have someone pop around and say,
if you're going to be an American, you want to make sure before you go to that Capitol, you get a raw dog in. An American raw dog, and you just pummel it and pummel it like you're beating down that senator's door. But it's just over.
Wow. Anyway. So the brothers are talking about him, and then I liked it when the brother Dan is like, tell me something real. Give me something real.
And they talk about dirt biking. And they're like, that's great. You do manly things. That's great. Are you a godly man?
And he's like, what? I don't know what that means. And they're like, you know, do you believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And at one point, he just goes, no, I don't believe. He's like, yeah, but he's like, are you open to it? And this is totally like you guys saying, Are you ready to take your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ.
Do you accept your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right now? Are you open to it? Is something you can do? Like,
I'm watching my mom and she's pondering. And as soon as he asks, mom's like, I'm reading the body language. And she looks like a deer in headlights. I can't give her my blessing. And so here's the deal. Well, actually, let's finish their segment. So the next day, Kyle shows up and he said, y'all, Kyle is, who knew we found a bigger simp than Dante?
Right. Right.
Kyle is hot. I have looked at his Instagram. His body is fucking amazing.
I have decided he is cute. And if he were gay, he would get so much dick.
He needs to, because he kind of has gay face.
He does. If he was gay, y'all, he would be a celebrity.
He would be a celebrity. Here's the deal, y'all, with Kyle. This guy is such a fucking simp. It made me wonder, either is he gay because he like wants a woman? Like he's trying to talk himself into it.
How tall is he? 5'8"? He can't be taller than 5'8".
I don't think so.
I think that's an impediment for her too.
But I don't mean to like question section. I'm just wondering, he's trying to talk himself into this and he's convinced himself that this relationship is great when actually he knows nothing about her and he doesn't understand this. I think Shayna's family is gross, not because they're Christians, but because we can tell that they're such judgmental.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure they asked him who he voted for and all that. We just didn't see that.
I have a more conspiracy minded thought to this.
But here's what I came up from this is that Shane, y'all, we get it. Shayna says, I can't marry you. She says, I need someone that's the same faith as me. And Kyle's like, I was going to compromise. And she's like, God is the biggest thing in my life. And Kyle says, I thought our relationship is bigger than that. And that's where Shayna says, God is the biggest thing in my life. And I went, this goes back to what Poodle and I are saying. They values. Have completely different values. And honestly, after this conversation, I, even though Shayna is a villain, y'all, and she's gross for what she does to Natalie and Shane, I went, in this moment, Kyle is the idiot and Shayna is dumb for saying, is she is dumb for saying
well,
yes.
Well, no, she's wrong for saying yes and leading him on.
She's wrong for saying yes and leading him. But she, but she's right. These are her values, and yeah. God should be the number one thing in her life. And if he doesn't understand that, it's not ever going to work out.
This is what I call fraudacity.
So you think this they work the together?
Only, this is the only part of this that I have called fraudacity on.
It does make you wonder if the producer said, hey, I know y'all aren't going to work out,
yep.
but can you just say yes to this marriage, and can we have this happen?
There's so
we
no can one who's this stupid.
That I no can't. One. So that's what I'm like. If Kyle, is he gay? Is what is make Kyle so stupid that he is talking himself into
come
this?
Come at us with this, you guys. I think it's fraudacity. I think he wanted to be on television longer. He wanted a good arc to make him
but
seem
we,
more sympathetic.
We haven't even seen him shirtless. So what's the point? It's
agreed.
June. It doesn't make sense.
And they just said hugs. I feel even the goodbye felt fake because he was smiling because he's a terrible actor.
He's a terrible actor, and they kind of and he said, "I thought in this day and age that would be a deal breaker." Because why would he not think that, y'all? If I was with someone and they said, "Hey, like I need to be like I am." Devoutly, whatever, devoutly religious, and I'm going to need, it depended on the religion, but somebody said they were like evangelical and they needed, even though they were gay and they need to go to church every Sunday to their evangelical church. For me, I would say this is a different value system. I can't do that.
Well, what if they said, I'm evangelical, but I respect gay relationships.
I wouldn't. For someone who is going to it, talking with the sin and stuff that evangelical
that
focuses
would, that would
on
bother
the Bible,
you that much.
If they said they were Catholic or Jewish faith or a faith that wasn't so about like the
are you
sin.
Kidding? Catholics are so anti-gay.
Okay, so many Catholics. We just do whatever
oh,
we want.
Oh, come on.
But I'm used to that, so maybe it would be like if somebody said they were Episcopalian or Methodist.
No, that's
or
a, different. Yeah,
or Episcopalian. Faith that was more. But
so you're saying like an evangelical, someone saying if I was a Baptist person.
And they were active like in their yeah. church, that would be hard for me to be with that person. And so I understand why Shayna is saying that. Or if they were said, you know, they were not Jewish, but they were like Orthodox. I'm like, that's not going to work for me. Or Mormon. Yeah. That's not going to work for me. Yeah. So but I'm bringing this up to not make a point of what I believe. I'm making a point to say, just like you said, no one is this stupid. I agree with you. Fraudacity.
It's fraudacity.
Y'all, because Kyle's not a fraudacity. Dumb guy. We've heard the conversations he's had. He's a smart guy.
He's playing his hand as long as he can be on TV.
But he hasn't been shirtless yet. Come on.
He's shirtless right. on his Instagram, and I've seen it, and it's hot.
Let's talk about this group meeting, y'all. It's not ugh. Not a lot, but what happened? It's
barbecue.
Not-
and they do see some other people from the house.
None of it matters. None of it fucking cares. Let's just
Shayna and Shane, y'all. Now, yeah. This is such an interesting parallel about how it's about how like we if we want to think back about how Jarrett went to Mallory, that is a normal analog yeah. to go back to, because these are also people. However, it's actually not, because in this case, Jarrett proposed in a sense to Mallory, and she said no. Shane never proposed to Shayna. They were just kind of like waiting. They were dating. And he never made it clear to her.
No, no, that's true. And we before they meet, or we get there, and we see that Natalie tells Shane, Shayna called me, and we were having girl talk. And I went, Natalie. And she said, I have somebody to hook you up with if things don't ever work out with Shane.
I gasped and threw my pad at
that
point.
This is where I'm going to say, y'all, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. Stop comparing Jessica from season one to Shayna because Jessica deserves better.
This is Jessica's redemption.
Yes, y'all. They are not the same because Jessica never stooped to this. Did she get drunk on Cabernet because her dog wasn't there to drink it? And did she profess to Barnett and say that she still had feelings for him at a party? Yes. Who hasn't done those things under alcohol?
But did she tell, she never told someone that their relationship was fake?
And did she ever call Amber? Well, first of all,
Would have never answered the phone.
Amber's a lot more streetwise than Natalie.
Streetwise is an interesting choice of words. Amber was terrible in the reunion, and you know it.
I was, but I do think she's more streetwise. And I think Natalie.
But that's what I'm saying. Amber Natalie was terrible by not talking
Natalie
to Jessica.
Natalie is very naive to reading clues from people, I think.
I agree.
So anyway, y'all, that's happened before. So now we have, y'all, Shane and Shayna. But if you see.
Well, look, he goes over to her and
just
says.
I didn't say this, but I want to say the difference of like Jarrett and Mallory. You see, Shayna is with Natalie, and you can see Natalie's mouth saying, go ahead. Like, yeah. Shane actually talks to Natalie,
yes.
And they decide together that he should go over. This isn't just him meandering
no,
over
no,
there.
No. It is completely different.
It's completely different.
Because people on Reddit have been comparing this. It is not the same, you guys.
You can go back and watch it again. You can tell that Natalie did that. That's what we're
so, doing. So, Kyle, he said, so how's Kyle? And she goes, We broke up. Now.
He's like, really?
And y'all, she immediately says, like, oh, what are you wearing? You smell good.
She said, long story short, he wasn't the one. And I went, no, that's actually not
that's
the reason.
That's not exactly the reason. So yeah. She starts complimenting him. It turns into flirty talk. The thing about it is, you guys, he's not really reciprocating.
No. Shane looks at her and he says, so this is a safe space, right? She's like, oh, yeah, yeah. It's safe. What do you mean? Do you want me to say?
Why did you call Natalie and tell her you had someone for her if we didn't work out?
Oh, my God. That was taken out of context. That was totally a joke. Oh, my God. It was so stupid. I didn't mean to say it.
And you guys, the rest of the thing is she's on the defensive. Yeah.
But she completely lied. And I wrote, what a wonderful fucking Christian to show her faith.
Right. And she did say, the thing is, you are always my number one. And so in that way, that's what people are seeing as the parallel to the Jarrett Mallory conversation. But
yes.
Next Shana thing
goes,
she says.
She goes farther. Keep going. She goes farther.
She says, you know, I just got to say that, like, she's in her interview. She's like, my mom's face told me everything about Kyle. So I knew I needed to break it off. And she's like, you know, I'm not here to talk about your relationship, quote fingers. And he went, did you just quote finger my relationship?
And
y'all, this is adversarial. And she's like, yeah, it's like everyone knows your relationship, like your fake ass relationship. She goes in.
And he's like, no, that's not. And she's like, maybe this is only an issue because, you know, maybe she knows the like connection. She says, maybe she knows that, you know, it's an issue because, you know, of us. And maybe because he has feelings for her. That's why it's an issue. She's trying to gaslight him about his own feelings towards her.
This is, let's call this what it is.
She's like, you think you guys are compatible? I mean, it's comical.
And she's like, you know, time reveals all truth.
Time reveals all truth.
And that's the end of the episode.
I'm going to put on some lip gloss. And that's the end of the episode.
See, this is a straight up reality TV villain.
This is a straight up villain.
They
y'all.
Don't give a shit how they appear.
No.
Jessica was much more concerned with how she appeared.
That was Jessica's problem the whole time. Remember how much we liked Jessica?
I cannot believe this happened.
It was good. All right, y'all. That's this episode. Sorry it was a long one, but fuck it. It was good. You can go to realitygaze.com. We're about to jump into the second episode, or episode 6, because that was great, too.
Episode seven.
And remember, if you're going to the LA Live show, we will be talking about the finale of Love is Blind because it's going to air 2 days prior to our live show. So we're excited about
that. No, it'll air Yeah, you're right. 2 days.
2 days, yeah. Mm-hmm. That live show's going to be on February 27th. If you want to get tickets to that or Seattle or Portland or Nashville, all the shows coming up, go to our Linktree link. That's where you can get all that information. You can also see our latest crossover with Surviving Sister Wives,
which we had so much fun with.
And yes, and you can see our interview with Darcy and Stacey. If you're a patron on the $15 tier, you can watch that on video. That's it. We're going to go because we got to watch more fucking Love is Blind because this show is so good. But until then, y'all, when you're sitting couch eating Doritos and you got them all over your face and said, well,
Should I finger bang myself with Dorito fingers?
Suddenly I'm attracted to Kyle. Should I? And then you go, oh, wait, I had Cool Ranch. It might burn. Then you ask yourself,
Is love blind?
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Gays presented.